This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
The biggest entrepreneur destination on the planet. This is Business Rockstars. Joining me right now, we've got Jay Winkleplack. He is the president of American Made Supply Co. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. For those who aren't familiar with your company, please explain, what is American Made Supply Co.?
So American Made Supply Co. is a premium men and women's basics company that's 100% made in America. We sell direct to consumer. We also do wholesale and online distribution internationally.
And obviously in the apparel industry, the competition is fierce, but you figured it out, how to navigate it, how to rise to the top. So I'm so excited to talk to you today about how you did it. So let's start at the beginning. First of all, how did you come up with the idea?
So we came up with the idea back in 2012, but it really kind of formulated in 2013. My business partner, Jeff and Jordan, and I currently do a lot of apparel manufacturing through our other business. And we happened to kind of see a gap in the marketplace. And originally, we wanted to just do private label wholesale for a lot of the companies we work with, using more of a cut and sew model that was made in America, and we thought that there was some demand for that. After we started doing our research and started developing a couple styles, we happened to get in bed with an online-based business that was running campaigns for celebrities, and we had an opportunity to kind of pitch them on the idea of, hey, why don't you guys try using a blank that is a lot more premium and a little bit nicer for some of the celebrity clientele that you have. That's a little bit more unique to your brand versus something right off the shelf that anyone could go and buy. And they happened to really like the idea. And so we started off with our men and women's classic tee, and we sold that to them with their campaigns, ended up selling a couple hundred thousand shirts over a course of a year, and really started figuring out kind of how we wanted our fit to be, from surveying different people and kind of asking them, hey, how did you like the fit? From small up to 2XL, and really took that feedback in, made some adjustments.
And we're talking like thousands of people that you surveyed,
yeah, absolutely.
Right?
I mean, we sold a couple hundred thousand shirts, so we surveyed thousands and thousands of people through literally size small to 2XL.
And it was through this other company that you are partnering with that you all of a sudden had this target audience available to you to ask these important questions.
Absolutely. And so that was kind of a really big stepping stone for us, because we traditionally did mostly contract work and apparel manufacturing. We never really wanted to create a blank and sell direct to consumer or anything else like that, which we currently are doing now. It was really more about fielding in the clientele that we currently existing have, and doing a lot of projects for them. And so when we realized that we had something pretty tangible, we said, let's kind of open this up a little bit more, create some more styles, keep the fit consistent. So if you liked our classic tee, you'd like our V-neck, you'd like our baseball tee, which a lot of companies don't do. And I think that's a big differentiator with us, because a lot of people, and myself included, I find a shirt I really love and I go, okay, well, I bet you I'll like their sweatshirt, or I'll like their V-neck, or I'll like their tank top, and it fits differently. So that was something we really wanted to do and keep consistent. So if you fell in love with our classic tee, you could feel confident that you could buy our tank top and it would fit you similar.
Yeah, you did so many things right. First of all, you tested your product first. That's huge before growing too quickly. You started narrow and you knocked it out of the park with a t-shirt, you know, yeah. And then you grew from there. You really, really paid attention to your audience. That is so important for whatever industry you're in. Pay attention to your audience. If you can, if you have thousands of people you can survey, please survey them. That's a huge thing too. And then you found a really great market fit. Can you speak to that a little more?
Yeah. So I think right now there's an interesting opportunity because some of the other larger companies, such as American Apparel, they've kind of had their successes and they really kind of paved the way for us. They've allowed basics to be kind of this cool thing that it maybe not wasn't so much of that years ago, right?
Right.
So I think they did a really good job of making it kind of look cool. And then it kind of paved the way for companies like myself and a handful of others. But I think the main thing that's a big differentiator for us is that we don't really have a whole lot of pressure to grow quickly because of our previous business that we have. So we kind of had this great opportunity to really take our time, focus on the branding, build this great infrastructure out before we really tried to scale. And I think we're still kind of in that infancy stages too, because we really launched in the beginning of 2016, officially online. And I think that's something that's really different about us versus everyone else. We don't have any investors currently. We're kind of financing it ourselves, but we also have so much experience through manufacturing products, to sourcing fabrics, to even fulfillment, to where if we happen to get large orders, we could fulfill those with no problem. And I yeah. think that's something that kind of makes us kind of special, because we can really concentrate in those areas versus rushing and making bad decisions or not being able to learn from some of those bad decisions quick enough. And that really helps us.
Kinda. Yeah, there's a lot of power in not having the pressure to have your business make a lot of money right away, because like you said, you can spend more time on that crucial phase of developing the brand and the story, because it doesn't matter how great of a product you have. If you don't have a great brand and a great story, the customers just aren't going to show up. So you get to do that and be really authentic about it.
And to speak on that, vice versa too, right? So if you have a great brand,
but not a good product,
people come in, but then they don't come back. So part of this business is also retention, right?
Right.
So that's a big thing that I think a lot of people don't really pay attention to when they're growing so fast, is quality control and those types of things, to where you're so reliant on marketing dollars to kind of fuel the business that you spend quite a bit to get that first customer. But really the trick to this business isn't so much getting the first customer in the door or the first 1,000 customers in the door. It's about those first 1,000 customers coming back.
Yeah.
Second, third, fourth try. So that's really important that
for
I
sure.
think a lot of people don't necessarily take their eye off the ball. I think it's just something that they can't fully focus on 100% at times, because like I said, like they have a lot of pressure to grow fast. And just even overhead, we have such a great opportunity between our partnerships that we've made over the years that we don't have a whole lot of overhead, like a lot of companies starting out. If we spend $250,000 starting this company, a lot of companies would spend closer to $1 million.
So the other thing I'm hearing you say is that quality has really become a part of your brand. You were telling me off camera the entire process from start to finish of how you make your apparel. Can you share it with our audience so they know just how quality your product is?
Yeah, absolutely. At the end of the day, quality always lasts, right? So if you have a really great quality product, you're usually going to make it as long as you do some of the other things correctly. For us, it kind of started with where do we get our fabric from? How is it made? How is it kind of treated? And we started off sourcing our yarns in the Carolinas, because it was really important for us to kind of, we're American made supply co. It needs
it's
to be made here.
Live up to your name.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people, they have this whole made in America thing, but it's not always the case. A lot of the times people use imported yarns, which isn't really a bad thing. And then it's constructed here. So it's kind of made here, but kind of not. And I think there's a big misconception sometimes. And a lot of that has to do with price. Certain people aren't willing to pay more for those things, whether it's not being able to work the margins out, or the retailers aren't willing to buy at certain prices. So that's kind of one of the reasons why we wanted to stay online too, is that we understand that our costs going into it are going to be a little bit more, but we wanted to kind of pass that savings through to the end user. So instead of saying, okay, well, our costs are higher, so we should charge more, it's kind of like our costs are higher. If we start online first, then we still have some margin to play with.
Yeah, again, keeping that overhead lower in other places, like being online.
Absolutely. And then we don't have to sacrifice on quality or other little details, such as like woven labels, subtle things that people kind of appreciate but don't always get. And so kind of going back to how we started in the development of a product, we get our fabric, our yarn from the Carolinas, then it comes to LA where it's milled, which then turns into fabric, and then it gets dyed, and then we cut, sew, and then we launder it one more time and enzyme wash. So everything we make's pre-shrunk.
Nice.
And then after the fact, it's hand pressed, folded, labeled, and then goes back to our warehouse to get inventoried.
Very detailed. I love it. Well, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we've got lots more to talk about. We are the biggest entrepreneur destination on the planet. This is Business Rockstars.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
With great deals on laptops at Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence that with your new laptop, you'll lap the competition. The confidence to know your tech will be up to date, no matter what today's date is. The confidence to score hot new laptops and replace the ones that literally smoke. Everything your business needs for less at Staples. Now an HP Pavilion laptop with Intel Core i5 processor is $469.99, a savings of $170. Staples, it's pro time. Expires 9/23/17.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
The biggest entrepreneur destination on the planet. This is Business Rockstars, and we are continuing our conversation with the president of American Made Supply Co. And tell me a little bit about your background, because I know that you worked in the apparel industry for a while before you started this business. I'm sure that was a tremendous help.
Yeah, actually, it was a really big help. I actually started off in printing. So before I even got into manufacturing garments or anything like that, I started off in a small print shop that I started with another partner previously back in, it was like 2007 or six or something like that. It was a long time ago. We started off screen printing. So we had a small office in Silver Lake, and we were able to kind of work our way up through the industry. We got an opportunity with a brand that's pretty significant. They were in a pinch. We didn't have a ton of business, and we were pulling squeegees ourselves, and I convinced them to give us a shot and said, hey, we'll deliver, just give us this opportunity.
Wow.
And they did, and they started using us for their smaller orders, and then it turned into giving us bigger orders. We ended up moving from Silver Lake to downtown LA into it was like a 6,000 square foot building, and then we started meeting other brands from there, and then we started working with manufacturing companies, because a lot of the times companies in LA, they'll use a manufacturer that kind of handles the full process of like making the garments, getting them printed, bringing them back, packaging them, and then going to like a distribution type business or DC. And so what had happened was, is that we started working a lot with a couple manufacturers that were doing a lot of the top tier brands in LA. And I kind of got really kind of fascinated with how the shirts were being made and how the cottons were, where they were getting cotton. And so I ended up kind of becoming really good friends with one of the owners. And then he kind of started walking me through the process. And then I started offering that to some of our customers. And then it all kind of gelled from there.
Yeah, so cool. So if someone is wanting to break into this industry, what is the advice that you want to share that they just need to know?
I think it'd be good for a lot of people to kind of learn about certain areas. Like, I think it's really good for people if they want to like start a clothing brand, look at some of the printers in your area or see what they're doing or come to LA. There's so many resources available to people that I think a lot of people don't really realize that there's a lot of steps rather than just like stamping an image on a shirt or just knocking out a garment. I mean, there's a lot of steps to the actual process that I think people don't really get to see. So I think it's important that whether it's an internship or just get a job, even if it's
the different areas of the business.
Yeah. Even if it's like a really low level position, or not so much low level, but something kind of simple, whether it's just folding
just
shirts.
Just to get you in there, yeah.
Just kind of learn more about what it actually goes into it versus just kind of starting real gung-ho. Because a lot of the times, a lot of companies have certain minimum qualifications And so people will go out there really ambitious, and then they'll say, hey, you need to order 200 of this as a minimum. And a lot of times you need to be able to test a lot of different stuff. So if you kind of take the plunge and go too heavy on one design or five designs and you order 200 of each, odds are you're probably not going to sell 200 of anything just because no one knows who you are. Maybe certain designs aren't that strong, and a lot of people for whatever reason have different likes and tastes. And so you might sell 10 of something or five of something, or you might have that one breakout design. So it's always good, in my opinion, to really kind of find someone that's willing to help you or kind of sees your vision, or you pay more. Like, it's better to just pay more in the beginning rather than committing to such high volume of one specific style.
Because that's where a lot of companies get stuck, right? That they have this big inventory that they can't sell.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's why it's so hard to really be a brand and make it in this industry. There's brands that do it, and there's a lot of brands that don't.
And you kind of have found a way to get around that where you can make the shirts very quickly.
Absolutely. I think it has a lot to do with just kind of how we handle everything with our fabric to our cut and sew contractors, and even just to how we fulfill everything.
But so you don't have a big inventory at any time. You're more kind of make it on demand.
Not necessarily on demand, but we have kind of a process where we do hold inventory, but we're really kind of specific. We follow the numbers. So we really look at what we sell and what we don't sell. And then we try to stay consistent between our fabrications. So we're going to use what's called a 30 single combed cotton for our men's styles, at least on the tops. And then we'll use a 40 single for women. So it's a little sheer, a little lighter weight, but we're not going to say, let's use a 40 single. We try to keep it really consistent.
Keep it simple and consistent.
Exactly. And I think something like we've really learned from, and something not necessarily in our industry, but we really look at like In and Out as like this great foundation for a business, because they have the most simple menu, but they do it really well. And so that's kind of how we've modeled our business.
There are so many businesses that are modeled like that, where they're known for something very, very specific and sometimes simple, and they're known as the best for it, and it works.
Yeah, that's kind of how we look at it too. Is that we just want to have a decent menu, but do it the best.
Now, off camera, something we talked about is how it's been helpful for you to not get investment money too soon. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, I think it's, if you can, I think it's really good to kind of figure out where you do need to spend money. I think a lot of the times people take in money a little too early. They don't really understand how to spend their marketing dollars or how to kind of buy the items that they need, or even the people. So I think a lot of the times, if you're able to have the ability to kind of go slow, you still need to do the marketing, but you got to test a lot and you got to see what works and what doesn't work. And I think before you spend too much in any one area, you really need to identify those areas and kind of find out, hey, this works with the marketing. These products work the best. And you're not overspending, like you're not committing to too much of the V-neck or too much of a sweatshirt or too much of a certain color. You really need some time to figure out what types of people are actually buying your clothes, what types of people want certain products, don't want certain products, really building out like great email narratives, good storytelling, things like that. And I think a lot of the times, and even myself included, I could look back a year ago and say, I definitely overspent in a couple areas, and thank God no one gave me a few million dollars, because I would have really overspent in that area. Because I think sometimes you get so committed to an idea, especially as an entrepreneur, that you're just so passionate about it that you kind of have the blinders on in a way. And I think it's really important sometimes to just really kind of take a step back and look at the overall picture before you go, like,
objectively. Yeah.
If you can. I know a lot of people, and not every business you can really do that. Some businesses you really need investment money to get going, but if you have the ability to kind of take your time and really kind of do the research and trial and error and figure out where you need to spend the money, then you'll be prepared once you do get the investment to really kind of scale those areas that do work and spend less in the areas that don't, or identify new areas that work.
Great advice. Thank you so much for stopping by. Really appreciate
it. Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You bet. We are the biggest entrepreneur destination on the planet. This is Business Rockstars.
Blood cancers are the third leading cause of cancer deaths in the U.S., yet many don't know the impact of the blood cancers, leukemia, lymphoma, and myeloma. Blood Cancer Awareness Month in September provides the opportunity for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society to change that. Someone who knows firsthand the effects of blood cancer is actor and singer Charles Esten, whose daughter was diagnosed with leukemia.
Our Addie was diagnosed when she was 2.5 years old. Today, she's a happy, healthy high school senior, and that is why we are supporters of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. In its 68-year history, LLS has invested more than $1 billion in research to advance cancer treatments and cures. And the progress made in the blood cancers is helping patients with other cancers and chronic diseases. But there's more work to be done to save more lives. LLS encourages everyone to help.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Mark Lack, this is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Joining us right now is Patrick Ambron. He's the CEO and co-founder of Brand Yourself. Tell us about your company again, brother. Recap for us.
So simply put, Brand Yourself helps people look better online. So that's dealing with dangerous items like poorly judged tweets or Facebook statuses or bad press, as well as helping them promote positive, relevant things.
Well, you just told us an awesome story about how you came through a season of adversity in your life when you were trying to get your business up off the ground. And we cut to a little break there, but we're back now, and you had something that you wanted to add on to it. Take it away, brother. What is that?
Yeah, the question that a lot of people ask is why were you able to get through that, and what made you stay motivated? And I realized, I think part of it too was having a background where I grew up. I grew up in a town called Fishkill, New York, which is, I don't know.
Fishkill.
Kill is Dutch for creek.
Okay.
It's right around Poughkeepsie area, a big IBM town, and most of the town was employed by IBM. And, you know, in the 90s going in, everyone lost their jobs. And it was very difficult for most of the town. And I remember thinking, even when I was a kid, that, I don't ever want to be in a position where, you know, I could work for someone for 20 years and then suddenly, you know, there's nothing I can do. And then you're at a point in your life where you're no longer in the driver's seat, and you get in this place where, like, what are your options? So I think part of it deep down too is knowing that I wanted to give myself the chance to never have to be in that position.
And I love that, because people think it's so crazy. People think that job security is real.
Right.
And I know in some cases it is. But for most of the people that have a job that don't take the risks of starting their business, don't take the risks of being an entrepreneur, they are doing it at some level, fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear of whatever. Deep down inside, they think that their choice they're making now is actually the safer one.
It's crazy.
The more comfortable one. We just had one of my friends, Peter Vuga, on the show literally yesterday, and he said something that was just like so perfect. I'm trying to remember what it was specifically. It was like basically something along the lines of like, safety is not real. It was like, being safe is risky.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember exactly. It was like, being safe is risky, though. It was like along the lines.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like, if you didn't have the experience that I had growing up, but I graduated in 2009, you know, right at that crash.
High school? And college. Okay.
And if you believed in job security then, like, that blew my mind, which was, I remember,
they were trying to be safe, buy real estate, get a job, and then
And if you don't have skills, if you haven't taught yourself or adding some sort of value, you're disposable. And I think, you know, more and more people are realizing that. So, you know, it came down to, how do I do my own thing where I'm in control? And, you know, the other thing that always shocked me is I was able to get through that adversity time, you know, which was basically just, I'm making no money. I feel like I'm going backwards. You know, I'm starting to feel stuck. But I did it at a time where, you know, I was fortunate. Some people have more even obligations than I did. But the older you get, the more those obligations, like, I didn't have anyone to care about. I didn't have, I just cared about myself. If I went too much in the debt, I didn't have a wife,
kids,
mortgage, responsibilities. And I remember thinking that all the time I had to put in, all the sacrifices, you know, that you have to make, it's, I don't know, how would you do that at, you know, on one hand, you're saying you have more experience, so it wouldn't be as difficult, but I can't imagine that.
It's like, it's not real experience.
Right.
In my humble opinion, how could it be real experience if you've actually never built a business?
Right.
I know people, I worked at a company for 20, no, that's okay, that doesn't count.
Right.
You've never paid the money for the salaries of other employees. Mm-hmm. You just complained about that yours wasn't big enough.
Right.
Imagine paying other people's salaries. You haven't spent
making those decisions.
Yeah. Oh, I was a marketer. Great. Well, you never spent the money on the marketing campaign.
Made those decisions. And
yeah.
I can't imagine. I mean, I guess to your point, it's going to be a learning curve, regardless. A difficult pain, unless you get so lucky. Starting a business, and that's what you want to do.
The product, the demand, the timing, crucial.
And those are the stories sometimes you hear that give a false sense of what it's going to be like.
The Instagrams.
Yeah.
$1 billion in 18 months.
Right.
Like, come on.
But they're so rare. I mean, that's why they make news, right? They're exceptional.
Yeah.
So there's going to...
We don't hear about all the failures.
Right. And there, but there's going to be, even the successes, there's going to be a very difficult, painful learning curve. Now, maybe a few extra years of experience, you know, change that curve a bit, but not much.
Not much.
Which means if you're going to go through that curve, it's kind of better to just pull the plug earlier, I feel like, because you've got less to lose. And that's kind of something, and again, I've never been on the other side of that, but I feel like a lot of people say, I'm going to wait, I'm going to do this, I'm going to wait till I have X years of experience and I'll be ready. And it's kind of, I don't know, if you want to do it, just do it now, because the longer you wait, the more painful that learning curve is going to be, unless you get really, really lucky.
And I 100% agree with that. CEO and co-founder of Brand Yourself, Patrick Ambron's in the house. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. How do you stay passionate, brother? You're bringing a lot of fire to the house right now. How are you staying so passionate?
What keeps you motivated and excited?
I'd like to say every day, but it's not always the case. But at least every week, I really do have a realization of how lucky I am to be in the position I'm in. Like, I look back at my parents and like my relatives and saying, I'm a relatively young man.
Yeah.
I'm in the driver's seat. You know, we're certainly not as successful as I want us to be, but the fact that I get to go in and make really difficult decisions, build a team around me, it's really, really stressful. But there's at least once a week, and I try to make it every day, but a real genuine feeling that just I am so lucky to be in this position where, I get to engage myself creatively. I get to, lead a team and build people, the type of people I want around me. There's so many people you talk to outside of the entrepreneurship world who, their biggest complaints are, they don't have a say, or they feel like they're not learning anything, or you spend all your life in work and you don't have a say with who you work with, and
or you spent 20 years building someone else's asset to find out you're left with nothing.
And you don't even, and a lot of them, as you get older, you feel like I'm not, it's very rarely, the biggest complaints aside from the essentials is if I had just made more money, I'd be happy. Hear is like, I just feel like no one listens to my ideas, or that just the people I work with are idiots. How many times do you hear that?
Or they hate their boss.
I hate my boss, or there's so much office drama, and I get to be in control. Like, the fact that that all starts and ends with me, I feel so lucky about it, and all the things that allowed me to do this, that it's really easy to
get distracted,
to get passionate about it again when you realize, like, I'm in such, such a position that so few people get to be in that. It's easy then to replace a passion, replace the feeling sorry for yourself or getting stressed out with motivation and passion.
I find when we play the comparison game, it expires us or inspires us. But a lot of the times, we do get too focused on our career, too focused on our life, too focused on some of the external factors and circumstances and environments that we're in currently to pull our head up and be like, wow, in the last 3 years, 5 years, and 10 years, I've come so far.
Yeah.
And 3 years, 5 years, and 10 years ago, I'd beg for the problems.
Yeah,
I'd beg for the situation that I have now. And it helps to remind ourselves. For me now, I was going to put like a number factor on it, but I'll be like mad some months when I won't hit a certain goal.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, oh man, I was so close to getting to X number in personal income. And then I'm like, I'm really feeling bad about that right now. And then I'm like, 3 years ago, I would love to have made that in a year.
Yeah.
And now I'm mad. And so it's just crazy how, like Albert Einstein says, law of relativity, just depending on how you look at the same thing is going to determine how you feel about it.
There's two interesting things in there of what you just said. Number one, the importance of goals, because you can't just feel, I'm so lucky. You need to balance that with hitting goals. Like, setting goals is so important because it's what drives you forward. But like you said, it's all relative. So I really do believe in the whatever the saying, the adage where you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with, which I heard that and said it's absolutely true that if you surround yourself with the people you want to be in 5 years, suddenly the things that would make you lethargic, like, wow, I'm making good money in a year, whether it's money or position or
health or anything,
whatever it is, it's really important that you put yourself in a situation where you're kind of hitting above your weight class, because that's going to motivate you too. It's going to, because the downside of not doing that is a false sense of I'm doing just fine.
Let's shift gears real quick. Talk about sales and marketing. How are you guys actually going out? How are you generating clients?
So to date, so we've grown a lot. We've doubled every year since we had the, since we started generating revenue.
Yeah.
And that's actually been inbound. So the good thing for us is we've developed a really good reputation in the space. So this can happen to anybody, right? There's three main reasons. First, anyone can say anything about anyone on the web without many repercussions, no matter how true it is.
Yeah.
So we deal, it's like a lot of times it's you get trashed by an ex or an employee you had to fire or someone you competed with, right? And the other one is everything that we do online, everything we post on Facebook to everything that
Don't say it lives forever.
It doesn't go away. And it can come back to bite you.
And
more people are realizing that. And once it happens to you, it has such a direct effect on your livelihood that you're looking for solutions. And we've really, we've grown through word of mouth. And the fact that when that happens to you, you're looking for help and you'll find our company. And we provide, again, all these tools and things you can use for free. And it brings people to us. That said, We've been building more ubiquitous tools, we think, that are not just helping you fix problems, but helping you prevent problems and monitor for problems and be proactive, which means that to grow that, we're going to need to be proactive. So where what we're doing there is we're actually exploring that now. Who are the best people to partner with?
Sum it up for us in a nutshell, short and sweet as we wrap up.
We're looking for partnerships with basically job seekers, which could be colleges for college seniors or job boards for job seekers.
Okay, so somebody says, I love this guy. He's inspirational. His story has already inspired me, and I love what his company's up to. Where can they learn more about you or follow you?
They can go to brandyourself.com to learn about the company, or they can follow me at Patrick Ambrod.
There you go. Thanks for coming on the show, brother.
Thank you very much for having me.
Appreciate you. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
And now, a Business Rockstars Minute. How can you make better decisions as an entrepreneur? I'm Pat O'Brien with a Business Rockstars Minute. While procrastination is one thing, pining over one option or another can oftentimes be a huge waste of time. To assist you in making more calculated, thought-out decisions, here are a few things you can start doing now. One, stop worrying. Stop worrying about being perfect all the time. Taking the leap without all the answers is okay sometimes. Two, being independent is a huge part of decision making. Surround yourself with the best and the brightest. Get the information and act efficiently. Three, don't problem solve. Just decide. Sometimes intuition needs to play a role in the decision making process, just not analytics. If your intuition steers you wrong, admit the mistake and you'll see how your team will have even more respect for you. It lets them know you're human. I'm Pat O'Brien and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 844-91-BIBLE.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. And this is the CEO Roundtable segment. Joining me right now is two rockstar CEOs. Who are you and what do you do? Give us the elevator pitch.
What's up? I'm Cole Hatter. I'm an investor. I'm an author. I'm a speaker. And I just love investing in people and companies that make me a better person, the world a better place.
I love that. And Cole and I are buddies, so they've got a background. So I already know what you do.
Yeah, right on.
Elliot?
Elliot Taylor. Food and beverage industry, vertically integrated, the alcohol and the restaurants.
I love that. So I like to get the segment started off with kind of letting people know the reality of being a CEO. I think it sounds trendy to be an entrepreneur or a CEO. And from an outsider's perspective, if they haven't already been one, they may think, oh, it must be so cool to be a CEO. You must be so successful and you must have all these employees and it must be so cool to be a boss. Although some of those things may be true, I think people relate and all of us can relate to failures, mistakes, more so than we can to successes and achievements. So I'll get started with the first one and then we'll go over to Cole here. I have a huge, spectacular list of failures and mistakes and I always try to mix it up and do a different one. The one I'll pick is hiring people too quick. And in the beginning of my company, I thought it would be cool because you can't just call yourself a CEO and be the only person in your company. You got to hire people. And so I hired people on too fast. And in a position where you're bootstrapping it, you need to be really careful and strategic about where you're allocating financial funds. And hiring people just because it makes you seem cooler because you have a company with employees is not the first thing that you should be allocating funds to when you're bootstrapping it. So that was one of my mistakes. I want to hear what yours was, Cole.
You know, I can relate to that. And since, like you said, we are friends, you know, some relationships and business I've gotten into that have backfired as well. So I think there's definitely a due diligence period. You just remembered who I'm talking about. There's a due diligence period of definitely whether you're hiring someone or going to partnership with someone that you should do first. But one of my mentors says kind of the opposite, hire fast and fire faster, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's there's always going to be employee turnover. And almost like dating, you know, if you only date one person for your whole life or if you had the chance as you're growing up to have different relationships, you can see in somebody what you love about them that you might not known that you would be attracted to. And so the same is true in as an entrepreneur looking for employees is if someone meets the criteria, hire them quickly, set your standards and your expectations up front. And if they're not met, fire quickly as well. And so his whole role is turnover. You know, he says he has literally a 98% hire rate. Everyone he sits with, he hires.
This sounds like Gary Vee. Is it
it's
Gary?
Exactly okay, Gary Vee. Yeah, so, all right, so I don't know. Yeah, so Gary Vee was talking about this at Thrive, and we've talked about a bunch. He has literally a 98% hire rate and then, you know, over 50% fire rate because he just wants to turn and burn. So I think for long-term relationships, it's important. And especially for partnerships, that's specifically where I've been burnt, is letting people not just work for me, but in as far as whether they have equity or are a major decision maker who literally turned out to be frauds. And I lost big for that.
No, absolutely. I mean, and to play off your point, too, I mean, with, you know, taking that responsibility with the failures, no matter how good you think your employees are, if they screw up or if something happens and it reflects poorly on the company or the business that you're in, no matter what, the buck stops with the CEO. You're always going to take the fall, always going to have to step up and take that blame. And so you just have to always be willing to do that no matter how good your employees are, for sure.
Just curious from your guys' perspective, what do you think is the hardest part about being an entrepreneur?
Yeah, I mean, giving up, you know, parts of the decision making that you do as you scale and you get so big, you can't do everything. And I've always been, you know, I've wanted to have my hand in everything and make sure everything's done the proper way, the way I would do it. And that's how most CEOs are. But you get to a point where you have to be able to trust people within your organization to make those decisions and be confident in what those decisions are. And it's hard sometimes. It's hard to you know,
trust
diversify, the major decision making. You know, abilities.
People make that mistake all the time. They're like, well, I can do it better, or I can't trust them to do it.
And yeah, it's hard.
People make that mistake when they're growing their businesses.
Oh, for sure.
I can, you know, piggyback off of that and say that that's something I've struggled with as well, is micromanaging, being a perfectionist. And what I found is that I have done a poor job still to this day, and I'm growing, of taking what it is I do and creating some type of flow chart system or process so that anyone can replicate it. And so I will hire someone and say, here's your job, go. And when it's not done as well as I was just doing it, getting frustrated and being like, why don't you know how to do this?
Yeah,
it's
like,
I never told you how to do it.
Yeah.
My bad. And so, you know, something, whether it's a process I've created or some way that I've integrated what everyone does, like marketing, to work specific to my business and say, oh, you have a marketing background, handle it. Well, they might not know how I market. And so one of the hard parts for me off of what you're saying is not just micromanaging and the emotional release of letting someone else have that role, right? But then taking the time to properly equip them with the system process from A to Z of how to do it. And one thing I've overcome that with, that I've done with my personal assistant, is actually if it's like something that's done online, like software, screen sharing it or screencasting it, so it's recorded like a Camtasia, and using a microphone. And literally, if it's a 30-minute video, it's a 30-minute video of showing them every single thing, so that now it's recorded and they can watch it 800 times if they need to until they have it memorized. So that's something I've started doing recently that will help.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I love that.
It's a really good idea.
I'm always curious to know tools, resources, and different things like that that people are capitalizing on. There's over a billion apps. There's so many different websites and platforms and tools and resources we could be capitalizing on, whether it's Odesk, 99 Designs, LegalZoom, Infusionsoft, Fiverr, you know, different social media platforms for productivity, for health, for whatever. Evernote, we were talking about a couple of them earlier, but it's like, I want to know what you think are the one or two things that you're using that have changed your life or your business. Do you guys have any tools, resources, or apps that, you know, it's integrated?
Dropbox on almost everything. Okay. I have every company, differentiated within Dropbox for sure. But legally speaking, I mean, I used to, you know, skimp on that way earlier on. You're like, oh man, it's such an extra expense. Yeah, let's just do LegalZoom, or let's just use this company, let's do a Wyoming Corp, whatever it may be. And that will always come back and bite you. You know, you've got to be, I think with legal terms and legal documents, LOIs, contracts, et cetera, you got to go full show and you got to pay that dollar, and it'll help you in the long run for sure.
You know, I was just having this conversation. There are several things in life you never want to discount.
Yeah.
Tattoos, right? Medical care, right? Yeah. Like, oh, I can go to Mexico and get this operation for cheap, and legal either advice or structuring. And we literally just have this conversation that, you know, you might be able to get some discounts in some things in life, but there are other things that you're going to have to live with the rest of your life that you definitely want discounts on. So that's huge. For me, it's nothing sexy. The thing that I've noticed has been working the greatest as far as changing my business right now is Google calendars. Nothing exciting, but I have so many different people messing with my schedule, like even booking this out, that the fact that they all have the usernames and the passwords and can all see without having to call each other, email, just looking at my calendar and seeing whether it's open or not, and then each of them scheduling things, has made my life way easier. Because if my wife and I or kids and I have something planned, I just put it in there and say block, B-L-O-C-K. Nobody can touch that.
I feel like with the dynamic here, we could just go back and forth for days. But I appreciate you guys for coming on the show. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio. We'll be right back.